Giant's Voice.
The official podcast of the U.S. Navy's largest overseas installation, Commander Fleet Activities Yokosuka. This is the Giant Voice Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Giant Voice Podcast. Coming up in March is Red Cross Month. We had the Red Cross on last year just before Red Cross Month to go over some of what they do and how you can get involved. A lot of things that are going on that pertain to sailors and families on base. So with me today, I have Stephanie Solis. She is a volunteer partner for the Red Cross. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
And I also have Nicole Collars, who is the social media lead for the Red Cross. How are you doing, Nicole?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. And we were just discussing that Nicole's a social media lead, but she is a nurse by trade, which I think is pretty wild. It's pretty cool. The first thing that you guys had talked about, your location on base has moved. So where are you guys located right now?
Correct. Right now we are in the middle school, but as of March 1st, we will be located in the CRC building, the same as the library, but we'll be on the third floor.
Okay, got it. Sounds good. So Red Cross will be third floor library. I think a lot of people know, but why don't you guys tell me a little bit about the Red Cross's mission and kind of what you guys do overall?
Okay. So at the Red Cross, the official mission is that we prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies by mobilizing the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. So what that means basically is that we will go and we will help people after an emergency with basic kind of comfort items and get them everything that they need to recover, and whether emotionally or physically. And we also work in a preparedness realm where we will help people, help kids really. That's kind of one of my big fortes that I love, helping kids learn how to prepare and stay safe in emergencies.
Cool.
Help the grown-ups learn how to do that as well, and how to do that as a family, as well as teach CPR, babysitting classes, BLS classes, and just kind of get people the certifications they need to help in a life-saving situation.
So things like CPR certifications and things like that. You guys do that stuff as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Right on. Being in Japan, disaster preparedness is an essential thing. It's a culturally essential a thing. From the time they're kids, they learn disaster preparedness.
Yes,
stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, on that topic with CPR and classes and stuff, I understand you guys told me that there's a price change in some of your guys' training classes.
Yes, there is. So we offer BLS, basic CPR and first aid classes, as well as a babysitting course. They used to be priced in around the $50, $55 range, and now they're dropping to $16. So it's a pretty significant price reduction.
Wow.
For our classes.
Yeah, that's more than half. Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
It is. I actually took the babysitting course when I was 12.
No way.
Yes. So is one of the reasons I even started volunteering is I've been with the Red Cross since I was like 12. But yeah, the courses
fantastic.
Are great. Yeah.
So what do they do in the babysitting course? Is it just like basic first aid and stuff? Or yeah, what
yeah,
kind of stuff?
In the babysitting courses, you go over basic, first aid procedures, things to look for, for the kiddos, if they were to ingest a substance, things like that, how to alert
gotcha.
Emergency services. But then also like some kid-friendly activities, and then kid-friendly snacks, things like that. So just
cool.
To make it a really, wholesome experience for the kid, and then obviously safety and all the Red Cross does is a priority. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and with that, right now the classes are what we call blended classes. So the first section of the babysitter course that's online will also teach the kids like how to plan and kind of think about things in advance. What ages are you comfortable teaching and working with? What are your hours that you're comfortable with? What do you do, like how do you set your prices? And what do you do if you find yourself like in a really uncomfortable situation?
Right. So kind of giving them a little bit of preparedness rather than, and learning how to kind of set boundaries in advance.
Correct.
Maybe. Yeah.
Correct.
I think that's a pretty good thing. I've heard some babysitting horror stories
yes.
a few times. So
yes.
Yeah, right on. That's great. And so if someone wants to take a class, how do they sign up for one? And how do they find out when they're going on, et cetera?
The best, quickest way is email us at the Yokosuka Red Cross, Yokosuka at redcross.org, or our Facebook page usually has our current classes up. Nicole's amazing about keeping those up to date.
Right on.
I try.
Yes, and we can always add more courses based on community need.
Okay, great.
Yes, as long as we have three people, we can always throw in a class. Our instructors are all volunteers, so it will depend on their schedule a little bit, but we have amazing volunteers that'll get those classes going for us.
So more or less, if I don't see a class that fits into my schedule, it's not going to hurt to ask, because maybe there's interest enough to get another class going.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic. So we will put the email address and the Facebook, the social media information in the show notes for the episode. So yeah, at the top of the show, we talked a little bit about that it's Red Cross Month. So, you know, what is Red Cross Month and what's going on? And yeah, give me some information.
Well, the Red Cross Month, we like to get out in the community. This month, we are going to be meeting at the Red Brick area every Wednesday morning from 9 to 12 in the month of March. And we will be discussing different volunteer opportunities. You'll get to talk to different volunteers that work in different avenues. We will be talking about emergency preparedness kits and what that looks like and how to pack one and prepare one for your family, your emergency evacuation packets, and our emergency management office is also going to be available to help with that as well. And we will also be doing some hands-on CPR. And so you can kind of learn the technique, but without taking the class.
Gotcha.
And we'll learn a little bit about international humanitarian law.
Cool.
Which is way more exciting than maybe it sounds.
Yeah. I think it's pretty exciting. I've done, when I was active duty, I did some humanitarian operations. And yeah, it is pretty exciting. So when the Red Cross was on last year, we spoke a little bit about Red Cross messages and what they are. I kind of have a handle on what they are. Why don't one of you guys explain to me what a Red Cross message is and why it's so important?
Well, they're super important, and it's a really great service that the Red Cross assists with. So it's actually a service that's available for not only active duty, but reservists, National Guard members, and then also DoD civilians that are overseas. So you can sign up to prepare your emergency contact card ahead of time before an emergency happens. But basically, if there was a death or a birth or something that basically you needed to get off the ship or you needed to get home fast, the Red Cross is able to verify that emergency and then communicate with your command to make sure you get the leave that you need so you can get home.
Yeah, and for people who've been underway, like I know Red Cross messages have come through personally when I was underway, and I was on a cruiser, and I remember it going through the chaplain, I believe, and yeah, so it's helpful in a lot of ways to make sure the message gets to the person expeditiously, right?
Absolutely, yes. If people have their contact card on file, it helps us verify the message a lot faster. And our average time is under 3 hours getting that message verified.
Wow.
Into your command. So if you have that ready and on file, ready to go, it really speeds up that process a lot.
So what do people do to get that on file? What's the process look like?
Well, we have a QR code usually available just about everywhere. But you can go on our social media page and you can just access the website to fill out your emergency communication card. And it's very quick and simple. Some just straightforward information, your address, phone number, date of birth, things like that. And it gets sent into our system and you are good to go.
That's awesome. Seems pretty straightforward. Yeah, seems pretty straightforward to me. So tell me a little bit more about volunteering. What kind of volunteer, you know, Nicole, you said you started as a volunteer.
So I started with the American Red Cross by like taking lots of classes. So I wasn't necessarily a volunteer, but I took the babysitting class, and then I because of I'm a nurse, I've taken the BLS classes, the CPR first aid.
Gotcha.
And you know, have used that obviously in my career. But I started volunteering with the American Red Cross in August when I got here to Japan, and I've loved it. I love it. It makes you feel like you're really giving back and you're really contributing to the preparedness of being overseas and helping the, you know, the CFA community be on their toes and be ready. So I've enjoyed it. I also like how there's a lot of different things you can do with the Red Cross. So there's lots of different ways you can volunteer. So yeah, I'm social media need lead now, but I could be a BLS instructor. I could be a part of the disaster action team. I could be a case manager working on those emergency communication messages. So there's just a lot of different ways that you can volunteer and give back to your community, and you can start right away. So those are the things that I really like the most.
I think that's pretty fantastic. You guys will maybe kind of look at what someone's skills are and maybe try and find a place where they fit in to volunteer.
Yes, absolutely. And if it's something new that they want to try, maybe that they've never done before, we absolutely can do the training and get them involved to wherever they want to be. Yeah, I initially came in because I wanted to work in the hospital as a volunteer, and I ended up working in our office day to day as basically a full-time volunteer is what it boils down to these days. And I found that I have a huge passion for teaching the kids. And so I get to go into the elementary schools and teach them how to prepare for emergencies and kind of give them that little confidence boost of, like, we don't need to be afraid in a storm, and, like, we're ready and we're prepared and we've worked together as a family and we know what we're doing. And to kind of give them that little boost of confidence, and I love that part of it.
That's great. It's almost like the volunteering has opened up some kind of new avenues of interest for you in some way, right?
Yes, absolutely. I never saw myself being an instructor as far as, like, teaching the kids about this stuff. I've always had a passion for emergency preparedness, but teaching it to kids is something, I think, a little extra special to see that, like, light of confidence kind of just burst through. It's fabulous. And now, you know, I'm also a CPR instructor, a babysitter course instructor, a BLS instructor. So things
that's
I
amazing.
Just never saw myself doing when I came into volunteer, I now get to do, and I love it.
That's so great. So if people want to volunteer and they want to know about what volunteer opportunities are available, what do they do? Same thing, go through social media, email?
That'll work. You can go to Volunteer Connections. You can just search Red Cross Volunteer Connections and put in your information, put in our local zip code here to Yokosuka, 96349, and it will connect you straight to our office. And we can bring you in and talk to you about the different opportunities that we have. And you can try things out, pick and choose. We've got people at PAWS, and we've got people at the library. We have people at the hospital. So we have people all around base, and so you can really choose where your passions are or different things you might want to try, and we just kind of talk you through it and see what you might be interested in.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Wow. So, you know, volunteering is obviously you're doing it because you're volunteering, but what are some of the other perks? Like, you know, you could put these things on your resume, obviously. But besides that, what are some other, you know, you're giving your time to help people. What are some of the perks that you get back for doing that?
One of the big things that, I'm a huge fan of, like, prizes.
Who is it?
Yeah. So, like, after so many hours, you know, you earn gifts, you know, like, she got her sweater, you get t-shirts,
you
get
sweaters.
Like first aid kits and like all these great gifts for like putting in your time. And one of my favorite things is the Presidential Volunteer Service Medal. And that works well for those who are active duty and kind of need those, you know, little bonus points for their packages.
Yep.
But not being military now, like it's really special. I've earned it before. And, you know, you get a pin, you get a letter from the president, you get a certificate, and
it's meaningful, yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And so, you know, not only do you get to, like, really see a direct impact in your community, but, like, someone notices, someone sees what you're doing. And I know that's not important to everybody, but it is, like, it's something tangible to really
Certainly.
Hang on to. And it comes from the White House, and that's pretty amazing. And it can be applied to the Military Outstanding Service Medal.
Yep.
And
yep.
So it can be, those hours and stuff can be applied
can
to that.
Can transfer over.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because you don't have to be an adult to earn that presidential award. And as
young
as... Yeah,
imagine that for college, say,
yes.
for like a college application. Wow, that's big. Yeah.
So as young as, I think it's like 6 years old, can qualify to get hours. However, there's not much volunteer work for 6-year-olds within the Red Cross.
Right.
But as you know,
but maybe for teenagers or something, there might be. Yeah,
starting at 11 years old, at just 50 hours a year, you can get a presidential award.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's amazing.
That's really, really great. So, I mean, there's a great opportunity for, you know, any high schoolers who are looking at and thinking about their college applications. But also, you know, spouses on base. I know it can be very, very hard to move as a spouse of a military member to a foreign country and not know anybody and you know, maybe not be able to work or because, you know, there isn't a job available in your field. So these are good things for that as well, right?
Absolutely. And just the leadership skills and things that you get to develop along the way.
And connections as well.
It's amazing. And you can take every bit of it back to the States. The Red Cross is all around the world.
Yep.
So no matter where you move next, there's going to be a Red Cross and a way to participate.
It's really great. Yeah, a lot of opportunities. So I hope our listeners take advantage of it and look into it. Speaking of teenagers and kids and young adults, you guys had mentioned something about a youth club. You're trying to get something going with a youth club. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. So it's a way to engage our younger volunteers, our younger demographics. A lot of the different bases around have what they call a Red Cross club. The Japanese call theirs Junior Red Cross. So it's a very common thing around the world to have youth be part of these emergency clubs and learning. So with that, we will meet regularly within the Red Cross office. And over the summer, we're also going to have the group meet, and we're going to offer different learning situations for the kids and help them do that and get some volunteer hours. They're going to learn some, you know, life-saving certifications like CPR and things like that. And this will help the kids that, you know, like maybe Honor Society, the Boy Scouts, things like that, that are looking for volunteer hours specifically. It gives them a way to gain those volunteer hours, but also more of like a leadership kind of situation, because it is student-led clubs.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
You know, with adult oversight, of course. And so it's just a great way for the kids to learn their leadership skills, their presentation skills, a great way to learn new information and share that with their community, because they will be part of that to outreach within our community to teach.
So they'd actually be doing planning and executing stuff. And
absolutely.
That's great experience, right?
Yes. And there's the Youth Action Council is big throughout the Red Cross, and that's more of like a career practicum kind of level for high school.
Gotcha.
And they do a lot with international humanitarian law and educating their, you know, their age group and our community on that, which oddly enough, I had no idea until I started teaching some of this, that the international humanitarian law and the Geneva Convention are very connected.
Yes.
And under that Geneva Convention, the Red Cross is tasked with teaching the civilian community about international humanitarian law.
Right, so that they're aware of what their rights are during
Right. Yeah. And I had no idea
it existed, or that was like a part of the Red Cross mission, like that IHL aspect, before I even started like volunteering. I was like, oh, wow, that actually makes a lot of
amazing
sense. That's
why
we're on the bases all over the world.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, it was so shocking. And so, I mean, to have our kids be able to be involved in something so large scale as the Geneva Convention.
Right,
like,
bigger than even any country or,
it's amazing the opportunities that our kids can have within these youth clubs.
Yeah, and there's like essay contests and there's art contests and things like that focus on different IHL concepts and topics that the kids, the high schoolers can get involved in. You know, not necessarily, they don't have to be a member of the Red Cross Youth Club to be involved, but they're great, great opportunities, great college resume builders, things like that. So I think the topic this year, Stephanie, is like nuclear weapons, something along those lines.
Okay,
like
right
on. Yeah, and like safety and how IHL kind of like is intertwined.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool stuff, yeah. Actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great to start learning that stuff as, you know, as early as possible.
Yeah, yes, 100%.
And you posted last year's winners and stuff too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had we had local winners. And the Yokosuka High School had a winner, and then I believe at one of our like satellite sister bases
Sasebo.
As well.
Oh, yeah. Sasebo. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's great. Our kids here, they're doing great work for sure.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Wow. No, I'm really impressed by that. And so any kids who aren't involved, who want to get involved, where would they go? Again, social media, reach out that way.
Yeah, if they're interested in getting started with the Red Cross Youth Club, or if they're even interested in next year's Youth Action Campaign contest portion, because this year's already closed, if they're interested in next year's, just go ahead and send an email to yokosuka@redcross.org.
Perfect. And I feel like they'd probably find out from their friends first anyway. You know,
you think.
It's really, really all pretty interesting, especially the stuff you guys said about the humanitarian law and educating the public about it. I was not aware of that. And so, yeah, that's a good bit of Jeopardy trivia to lock away in my brain, you know? So, yeah, is there anything else you guys want to add? Anything you feel like we missed? Or you guys, it's open forum if you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
I think there's just really one plug, I think, for active duty members. It's really easy to get volunteer hours through the American Red Cross.
Right.
I joined kind of for the reason of just being able to give back to the CFA community, but I didn't realize how really easy it was for active duty service members to get those hours. And those hours look good for promotions. Those hours look good for your service medals.
Yeah.
Those hours are there, and they're not hard to get. And they're very, very accessible. So you can get started volunteering right away. You can do volunteering. You can volunteer from your home. You don't even have to come to the office. You don't have to be, you know, as involved in the community.
But you can get something.
You can get something. Yeah, it's they make it really easy to give back, and that's one of the reasons I think the Red Cross is so great here. And so, if you're active duty and you're looking for a way to get involved, but you have crazy work schedules, it's definitely
you'll
still
find
possible.
Something for
yes.
them. Yeah.
Yes.
Right
yes.
On.
Yeah.
Yes. We actually do have something called the Active Duty Initiative, and with that, it allows active duty, like if you're underway or whatever, and you can't, you know, come in or you can't do, you know, a standard volunteer position, we have all kinds of online trainings and classes and things that you can take. Some are even like certificate based. You could get,
cool.
you know, actual like resume building certificates. And I mean, just the amount of classes and information that you can get from these is incredible. And you get volunteer hours while doing it.
Yeah. And especially, I still say to people, but when I was active duty too, is like, especially like if you're on the carrier and you're in a big division where you have a lot of people who are performing really well and do their job really mm-hmm. well, okay, how do you set yourself apart? And then volunteering becomes a really good way to do that. You should be at least a bit altruistic when you're volunteering, but
yes.
of course, you know, sometimes you got to think what's in it for me, you know? So yeah, it's a great thing. So cool. All right. Well, if that's all you guys have, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
To our listeners, all the information will be in the show notes for the episode. And Stephanie, Nicole, thank you guys so much. It was great to have you.
Yes. Thank you. Follow us on Facebook, American Red Cross Yokosuka.
Everybody follow them on Facebook.
Got a plug.
You got to like, follow, and subscribe. Right?
That's right. Hashtag.
All right, everybody, we will see you next time on the Giant Voice Podcast. Thank you very much.
The Giant Voice Podcast is a production of Commander Fleet Activities Yokosuka Public Affairs Office. The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the policy of the Department of the Navy or Department of Defense. Thanks for listening.